Tampa Horror fans, the wait is almost over. Limitless Broadcasting Network is officially heading to Scaradice, and we want to see you there. From February 27th through March 1st, the horror community is taking over, and you can find us at Booth 51. And we're bringing the absolute best of the network with us all weekend long. If you've been following our work, you know the detail we put into our custom ghost face masks. They are truly one of a kind, and you've got to see them in person. But that's not all. We are incredibly excited to debut our brand new Scream shirts. Whether you're a fan of the classics or the new generation, these designs are fresh and ready for your collection. So, mark your calendars, February 27th to March 1st in Tampa. Make Booth 51 your first stop to grab a shirt, check out the masks, and let's talk shop about all things horror. And if you can't make it to the show or want to see what else we're up to, visit us anytime at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com. It's gonna be a scream. We'll see you soon at Scaradice.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
I'm Bill Farmer. You're listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast. Gorge.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Don.
How's it going? What's up? How's it going? What's up? How's it going?
I thought he was just going to smile. I'm like,
I know, me too. I'm like,
people listen.
They can't see a smile.
They can't.
No.
They can feel it.
They can feel the Dan smile through the airways.
Through this, yes.
Mm-hmm. We are also produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network. Yeah.
Check out the social media.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I am struggling today.
Instagram and Facebook, YouTube Shorts, and TikTok.
Yes. And you can check out the website, limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, which was what I was about to say beforehand when I said who produced this. Check out our website, the other podcasts, and the membership that you can grab hold on to get more exclusive everything.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So today, at the beginning of our podcast, our fun little connection segment that we're doing is called This or That.
Okay.
Oh, I love these.
I thought it'd be fun. I love these. Let me find my here. No. Yep. Here you are. Okay. Here's my list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, well, I'll do these because okay. So this or that, Disney, the first couple that I'm going to do is Disney parks. Mm-hmm. So do you want to rope drop every day or sleep in and stay late?
What's rope drop?
Rope drop is getting there before it opens and like.
Till like 8 a.m.
Watching like even sometimes like 7 a.m.
7, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sleep in, stay till
either 7 a.m. every day, or you sleeping in and staying late, which would be like staying till close, which could be 9, 10, 11, or 12, or sometimes 1 or 2, depending.
Actually, I'm going to go with rope drop. Maybe not every day, but definitely more rope drop.
I'm going to sleep in and stay later.
Yeah.
I feel like my heart wants to sleep in, but with the crowds, I would prefer to get in, do it, and go take a nap.
Exactly.
So that's probably what I would do.
You get all your fun out of the way in the like first half of the day when it's fresh, and then it's like you leave maybe 3-4 o'clock, you got the rest of the day.
Yeah, a hard nap right in the middle of the day. That's what I'm doing.
Actually, yeah. Nowadays I always wake up at like 6 o'clock in the morning, so I'd probably rope drop.
Yeah, I'd be up anyway.
I would rope drop.
Yeah.
What I would like to do is sleep and then go and stay late because I like being there after dark.
Yeah,
that's like one of my favorite
for several days. I'd probably just do one of the. I do both. Like first day I'd rope drop, second day I'd sleep in, third day I'd play by ear. You know.
Yeah.
But that's not the spirit of this or that. You would have to do one or the other for the whole trip.
Okay, but you know, if I'm gonna have him, geez, that for a whole trip? I don't know. Realistically, who does that for an entire trip? Everyone on every trip I've ever known people to go on, they do a combination of both.
You are being too realistic with this. It's literally just a game.
Wow.
You're making it too serious.
So serious today.
This one's going to kill Sammy.
Oh, no.
And me. Haunted Mansion or Pirates?
Haunted Mansion.
You can't do one or the other.
I'm going to do the Haunted Mansion.
If you do one, you can't do the other.
I love Pirates.
I'm torn because I love both.
I love both, too, but I probably love Pirates a little bit more.
I'd probably do Haunted.
They're both excellent rides.
They're both fantastic.
You can't go wrong. Yeah.
Ooh, this one's... Ooh. Lightning Lane all day... Like for free, like you get lightning every single ride, or standby only, but you get unlimited free snacks.
Lightning.
I'm gonna do the snacks.
Lightning. I don't eat snacks. That's easy for me.
I'm gonna do Lightning Lane all day long.
Yeah.
I don't need snacks.
And we don't really do the rides.
As long as I get a water, we're good.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the snacks because that's half the time why we go. So I'm gonna do the snacks. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh goodness. Okay. Let's do a couple ride experiences. People Mover at night or the Skyliner at sunset?
Skyliner at sunset, easily.
I probably would say Skyliner at sunset because I've never done that. People Mover at night. It's fine.
I'm gonna do the People Mover because I'm convinced that the Skyliner is gonna drop me to my death. So I'm gonna just do the People Mover.
I love the Skyliner.
No.
It's not going to drop you to your
Is a Skyliner like that's the thing where you sit in like a boxcar and you go across very slowly, or is that something, or did I think of something different?
No, Skyliner is where you sit in a box and you go across like
it's a sky ride. It's a big sky ride.
You go to pretty. It's a big sky ride, but it's not a ride. It's like a different version of
it's a transportation.
I'm not like hanging off of a thing where I'm sliding down a rope. It's not.
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
That's a zip line.
Okay. Zip line. Right. Okay.
No. Yeah,
that's what I thought. But then Sammy was like, "No, I don't want to do that." It's like, "Is that my signing up for something I don't know about? Because that'd be dangerous." So
I mean, if you want to, you still want to take the chance of dying,
you're not going to die. I've been on it so many times. You're not going to.
Busch Gardens in Tampa has a sky ride. It's usually working.
Okay.
You want to know what someone just, you know what doesn't work apparently? What? Because I saw this also for Disney News. The monorail in Disneyland got stuck and they had to have the fire department save everyone off the monorail.
That's fine.
So,
did they not stand clear of the doors? That's what happens.
Clearly not. That's exactly what happened. Somebody did not stand clear of the doors. You're exactly right.
They did this to themselves.
Yep. Did them to themselves.
Freaking Disneylanders.
I don't know why this one's on here. Small World during the holidays or Haunted Mansion holiday? Like, seriously, who's going to choose Small World?
Does Small World do anything for the holidays?
In Disneyland, they do. In Disneyland.
But also, no.
People go to, like, hell on that ride.
I know.
Yeah, little trolls in the water, and they pull you out, and they drag you down to hell, and they keep you there. I've read Creepypasta. Yeah. That's truth.
Have you read Kingdom Keepers? They do.
They come to life, right?
So in Kingdom Keepers, it's a middle grades book, and they have to go into Small World at night. And guess who comes alive and tries to destroy them?
Six, seven dolls.
The little dolls in Small world. I do not do small world. You're canceled. Mute him.
No.
Okay, next. Front row on a coaster or back row chaos?
I'm a front row person.
I'm always a back rower.
I knew we were going to have the same answer.
That messed me up.
Yeah. Ashley and I forever try and ask.
Back row cops.
A background.
Yeah. We are those people who make the workers mad.
Yeah. Can we just wait till the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially on Thunder Mountain.
Yeah.
Okay, Disney Adult Lifestyle. Resort day or park day? Like, you do stuff at the resort or you do stuff at the park? I'm going to go resort day. Especially if I'm at
Which
Boardwalk.
Resort? Yeah. It depends
if
on the resort.
If I'm at Boardwalk, I'm going resort day.
Yeah, because like the Boardwalk has lots of stuff to do. Yeah. That whole area does. But if you're like the All-Stars, like what are you going to do with the All-Stars?
I know. Well, when I think resort, I'm thinking like one of the resorts that has like a spa and like all the
I'll do the resort.
Like, what am I looking at if I go to a resort? Like what's different from any other resort you might go to? What stands out? Are there like...
Very nice food. Okay. Dining is like...
Like five-star dining, you have spa where you can get massages or facials.
Shops.
There's shops, there's amazing pools, there's events. Like Polynesian has a luau once a week. It just depends on which resort you're in. The Boardwalk has clubs and bars and a bunch of things that, like, they have magic shows during night. Like,
I was
going to
say
Boardwalk.
They have live performers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds really cool, but like, is that anything different I would get from any other resort? You know what I mean? Like,
it's Disney-fied, so yeah, but I mean, you're probably more of a park person.
I would assume.
In this context, yeah, probably. Because I feel like I can get what you're talking. What you're describing, I can get that anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Spirit jerseys or lounge fly bags? I'm going Spirit jerseys.
Lounge fly, obviously.
What's a Spirit? That's what you're wearing, a Spirit jersey? What's a Spirit jersey?
No, I'm in a hoodie. You know my Haunted Mansion Spirit jersey?
No.
It has like a little symbol. Okay, well, you'd probably be more of a Spirit jersey
probably.
Person.
Probably. I don't use lounge flies for anything, so probably that. Yeah. Probably that.
There we go. Yeah.
Let's see here. Nostalgia rides or newest technology rides?
Nostalgia.
So we're talking
nostalgia.
Like Haunted Mansion version Tron.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, I'm going nostalgia too. Mm-hmm. Characters roaming freely or structured meet and greets?
Oh, free.
I'm going to say roaming
free. Yeah, free. I'll go with roaming free.
Mm-hmm. Seasonal overlays or classic versions?
I don't really know the difference.
Decor. So what we're talking about is decor. Like, during Christmas, they do all the Christmas stuff, all the Halloween stuff. Do you like the seasonal overlays, the seasonal decor, or do you just like classic version only?
Seasonal overlays,
like
definitely.
Straight.
I would prefer that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of my best memories of going to Disney as a kid was during Christmas time. So I really like pretty lights and the fake snow and hot chocolate. Yeah, it was pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would choose the seasonal overlays too.
Yeah.
Except I like the castle being classic. They need to stop changing it.
I thought they didn't.
They don't change any other castles but
didn't
ours.
Didn't they change it back recently? Like it was pink and then
they
brought it back
did.
To the old classic. Yeah.
They did bring it back or are bringing it back.
They are working on that.
They tend to change our castle all the time, but they don't change anybody else's.
Right. I mean,
stop it.
To be fair, I did go there back in like 2010 and like from a distance it looked fine, but then you got a little bit closer and it's like, this thing really needs an overhaul. Like, so, I mean, I know the pink wasn't necessarily great, but it's like, at least it's something, you know?
They needed to touch. Yeah. Every so many years they need to like paint, a paint job, but they don't need to continue to change the scheme.
No,
just
fair.
I agree. Just classic
refurbish.
Cinderella. Yeah.
The one in Disneyland, that's pink, right? Maybe they were trying to match that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that one is Aurora's Castle, which is pink.
Okay.
And much, much smaller. Yeah. I could not believe how small that was when someone showed me in a video.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Let's see here. Two more. Ooh, this is interesting. Disney at peak crowds, but no heat. Or Disney in extreme heat, but no crowds.
No crowds.
Extreme heat, no crowds. I can deal with the heat.
Yep.
I hate it, but I can deal with it.
Because you're going to get inside a lot
more
if there's no crowd.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't... I kind of want to know what you guys would think this means. I don't understand this question. Disney magic or Disney real talk? I feel like we
don't
Disney
know what's real talk. What is it? Disney like, TED talk? What?
Like, no, I think what they mean by real talk is like, we're gonna tell you when Disney sucks and when they do well.
Oh, then real
and
talk.
Disney magic is like the sugarcoat, I think.
No, sugarcoating.
Real talk. I feel like being a true fan of something is like being able to tell you when you don't like things. Like, that's...
Yeah. I know. And that's why, Disney influencers drive me nuts because all they do is, like, sugarcoat everything. I'm like, guys, you know you're not happy about this. Just stop.
Exactly.
Just stop.
Exactly.
Oh, that was fun. Good job, guys. I like it.
Enjoy that.
Yeah. That was good. I like that, too.
I wanted to do a debate, but I couldn't think of what to debate. So I'll think of something next time.
We'll come up with something.
Yeah. All right. This is the last episode of this month.
Wow.
Oh, we're literally at the end of January with this episode. That's a and going into February next month.
Huh? It's like I don't know. The fact that we filmed all three of these on the same day, I'm just like, oh, it's like we were just here. I don't know.
Yes. So welcome to the end of January. Next month, we are going to be doing, we decided we needed to give the additional princess movies that were not the original some attention.
It's going to be so weird. And I don't even know if I've seen any of these.
It's going to be very interesting.
Like, I think maybe my sister had like one of these as a kid, and I watched it whenever she watched it just because we had to share space.
I don't remember which ones I said we're watching. I know we're doing Cinderella. I've seen Belle's. I've seen one of Ariel's, and I've seen Mulan's. I've never seen any of Cinderella's.
Is there Jasmine in there somewhere? And I know.
No, we're not doing... No, because we already talked about all three of Aladdin's.
Oh, all three of the Aladdin, like, off little off cartoons or whatever?
Yeah.
Those are the ones I've actually seen. We don't consider those off-brand. We consider those a part of the collective.
Because they were good. I don't know anything about the Cinderella ones. Yeah, I have no idea.
I know nothing about Cinderella.
I feel like I saw the Ariel one a long time ago when I was like in a doctor's office waiting room and they had it playing. I feel I have that, like that memory.
I actually liked the second
Ariel. She
goes deep
into the ocean and gets lost and like a bunch of weird creatures start like stalking her or whatever.
Yeah.
Her daughter.
As a kid.
Yeah.
But there's another one. There's two.
I don't think I've seen the other one.
And the other one is about before her mom died. Ariel's mom died.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
So that'll be interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
I love Mulan. Or Mulan's second one was good. But, you know. Anyways, that's what we're doing next month. Just FYI.
Yes. I got to come up with March, too.
Yeah, you kind of have to start on that. Because we have everything else planned out, right?
No, okay. I don't know. Do we?
Yes, I do. Oh, I need to do May. But anyway,
I was gonna say.
Okay. I forgot I haven't wrote out what I want to do yet. Okay, but we're coming back. So this is the last club. This is like the honestly. Now that I think about it, I don't know if I would consider this the top tier club. But they say it's the top tier club. I think Disney Vacation's top tier, but that's my own opinion.
Wow. This bougie. Okay.
Listen, we get to choose our hotels. They don't get to do that here. Anyways, Club 33 is a private membership club that was actually founded by Walt Disney himself and located within Disneyland Resort. It offers exclusive dining and unique experiences not available to the general public, blending Disney magical theme park atmosphere with a more refined upscale setting. That's the Disney-fied answer. So according to Disney's official guest service page, members enjoy special access to the Club 33 locations, which I think there's one in Adventureland in Magic Kingdom, but I can't remember for certain.
I was gonna say, I think there is one, but it's like hidden because us poor folk can't go to it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Exceptional service and curated experiences and settings that differ from typical park dining. So probably just very much more like immersive and probably very upscale is what I'm thinking.
Right.
They have private spaces, so they're not with us general people eating. And it's a blend of refined elegance and Disney magic that reflects the club's heritage. But they don't put details on a public page because, you know, you have to pay for the experience.
Because we're poor and we can't know what they do. Yeah. So
yeah, apparently. Yeah. So how to join, you have to complete a membership interest form and you go through pretty much a interview process. And the club may contact you as membership opportunities become available. So it's not a guarantee by just simply submitting it. Mm-mm. You have to go through a selection process and there has to be membership slots open, which is, again, stupid. Anywho, Club 33 also has appropriate dress for all individuals while on club premises. So some of the dress codes. Let's see here. Where is it? They can be refused entry if they don't dress correctly. Let's see here. And anybody age 10 and older must wear the same thing as the adults. So here we go. Main dining room, dress code venue, required attire, business casual or better. So sports coats, blazers, knit sweaters, dresses, skirts, slacks, etc. Dressier sandals are acceptable, but no flip-flops. So not allowed. Shorts of any kind. Distressed, ripped, or frayed denim, cutoffs, t-shirts, tank tops, crop tops, exposed midriffs, undershirts worn alone, hats, hoodies, crew necks, swimsuits, beachwear, exposed undergarments, flip-flops, beachwear, clothing with strong affiliation, slogan, political, or offensive wording. And Club 33 staff have discretion to refuse attire they judge inappropriate.
Freaking A, man.
Literally, this sounds like a country club.
No, that's exactly what it sounds like. That's what I was thinking about.
Or the rich. It's a country club.
No, it's like, they don't call it jelly. They call it old fruit. Pass the old fruit.
Yes.
It's that. It's that vibe. If you know that reference.
Uh-huh. Yes. So lounge areas, you can have smart casual attire. So pretty much the same thing. Plain black leggings are allowed only if paired with a top or garment that offers appropriate coverage. So your top, so probably just like a dress.
Yeah. I'm showing my shoulders. What now?
You're out.
I'm inappropriate.
You're inappropriate.
Kicked out.
They're very, very strict about what you wear. So I'm thinking like Gossip Girl country club kind of aspect is where I'm going in my head. Let's see here. Historically, the Club 33 at Disneyland is in the New Orleans Square in Disneyland is where the original one is. Now, let's see here. Where is it? So how Disney frames it for guests. Costs. Here we go. Okay. So they do not publish specific fees or annual dues or anything of that sort.
Of course not. No.
That's how they get
but
you.
Mm-hmm. From credible reporting, the estimate is around $31,500 per year.
Yeah.
Hey.
To a club-related, and they found this from a club-related lawsuit that happened. That's how they figured out this annual due.
Wow.
And I know what lawsuit they're talking about because I remember these people getting on Instagram and just being pissed at them because they kicked them out of the club.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they deserved it, honestly. After I heard everything they said, I'm like, dude, you did it to yourself.
They did.
The initial fee, it's not officially published, but reports in the tens of thousands, often quoted between 30 to 50,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that is
what are you actually getting out of this? I mean, through all this, I better be able to kiss the feet of Princess Diana or something. I don't know.
Literally, they don't really tell us much other than like you get all these exclusive and elegant dinings. Pretty much, it's so you have your
celebrities. If I'm going in there paying that much, I better be hanging out with celebrities.
There are some in there.
Probably celebrities.
You know,
there are definitely celebrities in the club. Okay. If that helps.
There has to be. That's probably where they're dining instead of like being out and about in the general public with the rest of us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Which is annoying because they're real people too.
No, they're not. They're celebrities and they're gods and we must worship them because they are our masters.
They can suck it. Anywho.
Wow, Ashley. Now you'll never get into Club 33.
I don't
Censors. She said, so she said.
I have to wear a dress?
Suck it.
Do you really think I'm going to wear a dress? Do you think I'm really going to dress up in Florida?
Let me wear a dress. I wouldn't mind.
Dan will do it. There you go.
I feel pretty.
So the original, hold on. This is what really pisses me off. The original Club 33 opened in 1967 at Walt Disney. But the widely cited original cost was $10 initiation fee and $33 dues.
Well, that was the 60s. That was basically $10,000 back then.
No, it was not.
$10,000?
Yeah.
No, it was not.
Inflation, because, you know.
Definitely.
I wonder, no, seriously, what would the equivalent would actually be? Like, obviously not to that extent, but, I mean, I don't know.
So Walt didn't create Club 33 as a luxury status symbol when it was existing. It was intended as a hospitality space for corporate sponsors, VIPs, and business partners, specifically tied to New Orleans Square. The exclusivity came from access, not from the price tag. So adjust for inflation, $33 annual fee would still only land you in the low $100s today, which really drives home how drastic the club's role in Disney's business model has evolved since Walt era.
Rude.
Literally, that is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And the problem is there are people, because some of these people that I saw on Instagram, they were pretty much taking out loans every year to pay the dues so they could be a part of this club and be with the higher upscale people. And it's like, dudes, what? No, no.
How did they get in?
Or, I have no idea.
Because you got to be interviewed and stuff, you said, so.
I have no idea. They probably knew how to be fake.
Yeah, probably.
If you're hanging out with that many people, their MO.
I would, I would never want to be a part of this club.
Wow.
I wouldn't. If you're going to go to Disney, if you're going to go to Disney, why be a part of something that's going to take you away from the park experience?
I mean, I would do it if I could just get the inside scoop on everything. Like, go for
that's what I want.
Do it for pay 1 year.
Just for 1 year and just take notes.
Just see what it is.
So much intel on everything. Yes. And then just spill it out to the rest of the world.
That's my thing. I'm so nosy.
That's what these people are actually like. And guess
you
what?
You will never be entered because they're going to find
this. That's fine. For 1 year. And then I can just disappear. Because I didn't really want to be in the first place. I just want to sabotage everything. Yeah. They can never let me back in forever, for all I care. But I did that. And I'll go
but
down
now
in
we know.
And say I did that.
Yeah. And now we all know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just the dress code itself. I'm like, ugh.
They probably make me shave and cut my hair too.
Probably.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
There's a good chance.
Mm-hmm. I'm not chatty enough.
At least clean it up.
You probably got to pull your hair back at least.
Well, I do that anyway. I do that for work anyway. So
there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They would make me actually like get nice clothes. I don't want to do that.
If Ashley can't look homeless at Disney World, what's the point?
If Ashley can't wear just comfy athletic shorts and a tank top with flip-flops, we got a problem. Actually, I wore tennis shoes the whole trip last time.
Yeah, because it's
so
better for your
myself.
Feet, you old lady. Come on now.
It was so weird, too. I had a tan line. I didn't like it.
Oh, my God.
I didn't like it at all. Listen, I like my flip-flops.
What, a tan line on your feet?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
You had a tan line on your feet?
Yeah,
that's
I had a
great.
Tan line on my ankle.
Ah, that's great.
I had a tan line on my ankle because I wore tennis shoes the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Made me sad.
That's how you can tell someone's a millennial. They got tan lines on their ankles because we all wear ankle socks.
From our ankle socks, yeah. That is so true. Yeah.
Well,
can't give up the ankle socks.
What's back now?
The knee, yeah, the
what
like
we used to wear in high school, like the
shin
socks. Or the knee
yeah,
high.
That's a thing now.
Right?
I never thought I would see the look that looks like everybody's like drunk alcoholic stepfather come back in style. I never thought I would see that.
I thought I would see it, but I didn't think we'd see it until we were like in our 60s.
Like the mullet.
No.
Like this is a little the early.
And like the mustache and like gym shorts and like the socks up to the shin. Like that's like everybody's like drunk alcoholic stepfather from like the early 90s. And like suddenly that's like a thing now. Like what in the world? Like, oh my God.
It came back a little too quick.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Did it though?
It came back way too quick.
Or do we just have too much nostalgia?
Well, I mean, we're last.
I mean, 30 years is not a short amount of time.
No, but no. We're down to our last like year or two of our 30s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, well. Ugh. I don't know. I got nothing off on that one.
It's fine. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. We'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
I think. Maybe.
You think?
Yeah, I'll be all right. Hey, Robbie. We'll see. Robbie hit that mark. He seems to be doing all right.
Yeah, Brett's at 40. He's fine.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, they survive.
Better health than I am.
Which is sad.
Oh, I got plenty of friends in their 40s. They seem to be doing all right, so.
I can't help it that my genetics are sucky when it comes to health.
Mm. I'm just saying he doesn't eat a vegetable and he's still doing better, but, you know, whatever.
It's ridiculous. But, oh, my doctor finally called me and told me the results of my echo, even though I read the results.
I don't even know if Dan knows you did an echo on your heart.
Oh, Dan probably doesn't know that I went to the ER.
No.
When was it? November?
December? Yeah, because I talked to you at a hotel room.
Where did I go?
In December, so. Yeah.
I went to the hospital sometime because I woke up in the middle of the night with a rapid heartbeat that would not slow down. It was like an hour, and I was still at about 135 beats per minute.
Oh, wow.
Which is high for me. So we went to the ER. They did all the tests. They didn't, like, it wasn't a heart attack. It wasn't a stroke. There was no blood clots. Like, all the ER tests came back negative, which is good. I wasn't pregnant. Because apparently that was a thing. They made me do a pregnancy test.
I think they do it for everybody, if it makes you feel better.
I know, but the nurse could have been a little bit more tactful than coming in and saying, "Are you pregnant? Thank you for drawing me and making my heart rate go back up to 120 beats per minute.
I never had a pregnancy test. Why don't they give me one?"
You should ask next time, okay?
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went to a cardiologist to follow up. I told him what happened. He's like, "Okay, since you had two episodes within like 2 weeks, I want to do some tests to make sure there's nothing going on." So, we did an echo to check it, and pretty much it's just an ultrasound of my heart. And they called me yesterday, 2 days ago, 2 days ago, and they left a voicemail because I was at work, and they said, "Your results were unremarkable." I had no clue what that meant. I'm like, unremarkable. Does that mean my heart looks bad?
Voicemail.
Does that mean that I have a problem? So I called back. I'm like, what does unremarkable mean? Because that makes me think that something's wrong with my heart. Mm-hmm. They're like, "Oh, no, that's good." They're like, "There was no blockages. Like, your doctor said there was, everything looks fine. Like, it's not your heart, whatever is happening with you." I'm like, okay.
Well, yeah, good.
Unremarkable in medical terms means you're good.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, it's my anxiety. So I have to, I've been trying to find a doctor, and it's been really hard to find a doctor here.
I'm sure.
I'm trying to find a doctor so I can get in, and I need to call again on Monday and see if anything's opened up. I need to get in to talk to them so that way they can get me on anxiety medication. I need to be medicated is what pretty much all of this came down to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But because we have heart disease in my family on literally both sides, they're like, "Let's do the tests. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure."
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah. Yeah. At least now you have the peace of mind that that's not what it is.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's also, I'm just out of shape. So we have a Planet Fitness that just opened, and that's where I used to go work out when I started working out after I learned about my sugar. Mm-hmm. So Troy now has one. It just had its ribbon cutting last week. So I can start, and I already signed up.
Okay.
So I'm going to start going back this week.
Nice.
That's good.
And start getting in shape again. I would like to lose a good amount of weight before I come to Disney next year, so that way I can just eat it all back. Because, to be honest, that's what we do.
The snacks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The snacks, the food, the snacks, the food. I eat more at Disney than my husband does. Brett doesn't need much at Disney. Yeah. He doesn't get, I don't know why. We're walking why around. Come? I'm like, how are you not?
Why even come, well, Brett, wants, if you so don't want the snacks? We were talking
about it. Well, that's the thing. Like, we were talking about it the other day. He's like, Ashley, do we have to do a dining plan? I'm like, why? He's like, because whenever we eat the meals, I don't get hungry for the snacks. And he's like, I keep seeing all these amazing snacks that that he's seeing on Instagram. He's like, I want to eat the snacks. So we're going to start, like, he's going to start saving them in this real collection that I started with him. And so that way I can see what he's looking at. And we're going to make like a plan next year on like where we're going to go for certain snacks. He didn't realize the amount of snacks that Disney plan has.
Tell him to plan like a 3 to 4 hour window between eating. So it's like you'll keep your digestive system liking, anticipating, okay, food is happening at this time.
Yeah, do like breakfast and then snacks.
I didn't really push him last year. Yeah. Like, we went very slow for Ashley. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went a little too slow.
Fair enough.
It's his first time, though. I mean,
it was technically his second time, but it was his first like full week.
Right. Well, yeah. Like, he got to do the things, like the Disney things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's a big difference. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He found this like big, amazing, big mozzarella stick on a stick. It was at Boardwalk.
Wow.
And then there's like something else that he found in Epcot that he wants to try. And I'm like, dude, write him down. We'll save him. We'll do it. Let's go. We'll do snacks around the world. That's what I like to do.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat it. Mm-hmm. Although our family vacation, you and I need to talk about a day to do Harry Potter together. Just on Allie. When we figure out the dates, Sammy.
Okay.
Just you and me. Brett's not coming. No, Robbie. We need just you and I. Because last time, Robbie just like ran us through everything.
You know how he is with crowds. It was it was busy back there, but you know.
Yeah. I have been in Diagon Alley where it's like insanely just elbow to elbow people. It's not great.
I went during Christmas the very first time with my brother, and it was insane. Yeah. But it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. Everywhere else in Universal at Christmas was dead, but Hogwarts
but not
was
Harry Potter.
Busy.
Wow. Not Harry Potter.
It was so funny. Actually, we need to do Epic so we can see Ministry of Magic. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't been over to Epic, no.
We'll have to do that.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've done a train, like the train goes all the way to Epic now or something.
No.
I don't think it does.
They should.
They're too far. I don't think they can do that. They should, but I don't think they can because of where it's at.
I thought it was right next to them.
Yeah.
No.
Is it not?
No.
I'm so angry that I don't get Epic for free. I get Universal and Islands of Adventure for free. I don't get Epic.
That's rude.
Why? Epic's a part of Universal.
Because it's new, right?
It's new. I don't know. Because technically, Universal isn't part of SeaWorld, but there's like a contract with them. So it's like...
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know what the Epic thing is, but yeah. But it's kind of annoying.
Wait, where is Epic?
Not by Universal. Confused. You got to take a bus to get over there.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. It's not like super far, but right next to it.
No. You got to take a whole different transport to get there.
Epic. I'm pulling it up on Google Maps so I can see what the heck I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Go away. Okay. There you are. Wait. I don't know where this is. I have no clue where this is. Oh, there it is. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not next to each other at all.
No, no.
Well, that's stupid.
Honestly, I don't think I've seen this. What is it? What did you Google?
I just went to Google Maps and put in Universal Epic Universe so I could see where it is. And then it's just south of the other resorts.
Right.
I mean, that's how Disney does it. Like your stuff isn't connected, but you're all on Disney property. Mm-hmm. Universal did not think this through very well with what land they have.
Yeah.
But then again, who thinks like Walt?
I know. He was like, this is mine. Walt. It's all mine. Yeah.
This was all Walt.
Yeah. It really was.
Yeah.
Goodness. There's SeaWorld. Good gravy.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Have we closed out the podcast yet?
No.
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 No, we're just chatting.
I think we are done.
Are we still on the topic, or are we just going on a rabbit trail?
I guess we're done.
So far off topic.
We wandered off.
We wandered far. Way
I don't
off.
Know,
I'm sorry,
anything,
Acid Esters.
Yeah.
No, like all we were talking about was
fancy pantsy stuffy club.
No, they're stupid, and they need to get with reality.
I just want to go in there and just sit at some random guy's table and just go, can you please pass the jelly?
They'd probably kick you out.
Probably. Worth
this
it.
Guy. This worth guy.
More than likely.
This guy.
Totally worth it.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, Pixie Dusters. I hope you had a great first month of 2026. See mm-hmm. you next week for our first straight to VHS Princess Edition episode, which we'll be talking about the two Cinderella movies that happened after the original that they made like in the 90s. So Cinderella 2 and 3. I think one of them was called like a Twist in Time. I don't know. I've never seen them, so this will be a first.
Nope. No idea.
But yeah. See you then.
Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy, logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.
I'm Albert Parker, and I'm excited to introduce my new podcast series, Hollywood Hustle, available exclusively on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. But first, let me ask you, are you into entertainment? Movies, TV shows, theatrical releases? If you said yes, then you're going to love what we have in store. Hollywood Hustle, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network, is a unique blend of business insights, news, and entertainment. In this series, we delve into the financial underpinnings and business deals that keep Hollywood thriving. Want to understand who really runs Hollywood? Follow the money with us. We'll explore intriguing topics like the rise of the 60-second microdrama and the recent cancellation of Jimmy Kimmel Live, dissecting the business decisions behind these events. Plus, we'll tackle the current struggles of Hollywood films at the box office and what that means for the economics of the industry. If any of this piques your interest, don't miss out. Subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com for early access to episodes, all ad-free. I'm Albert Parker from 1950 Studios and Limitless Broadcasting Network, and I invite you to tune in and subscribe to Hollywood Hustle now.